You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever live Ironcast! Here we go, Ginge.
We've hit the big time. We've hit the big time.
And welcome my co-host, the Ginger Pele, James Collins! And we've got three West Ham United superstars here tonight, live on the show. Dinos Mavropanos! Mo Kudus! Ben Johnson!
Jono, you look a bit nervous, Gaze. Look
I'm a little bit nervous.
I'm good.
Let's talk about City, Mo. You made your home debut. And I have to say, I don't know what everyone else felt, but I thought we were going to do it. I thought we were going to nick someone out of the game. How did you see it?
Yeah, I felt the same. But I think when we go back in the second half and they scored that early goal, I think it changed the momentum of the game. But we take the positives and then learn from it. I think the team did very well against a very good side like City. So, yeah, we just build on it and then focus on the next game.
We also, Ginge, we saw Paolo Di Canio at London Stadium, and you've got a picture with your kids?
I did. He was. We all know Paolo. He was very intense. He was into the game watching it, so I did feel a bit bad going over. But, yeah, he's some guy, you know, that you saw the sort of the crowd reaction when he got introduced to the pitch and the way he is. But, absolute gentleman and still got West Ham, you know, running through his veins. So great to see him there, and it gave the crowd a lift. The game, like the boys say, you know, it's a tough one. Anytime you play against City, you know, you could be in the game 1 minute and then the next minute, you know, they've got the players to turn the game. So like the boys say, you know, take the positives out of it and move on to the next one.
Yeah. Dinos, you were there on the pitch warming up, and I just wondered, how did you find that on the set? How did you feel the atmosphere? You've obviously been to a game before, but to be actually there in the squad, how did you find the atmosphere?
Yeah, I mean, the feeling was amazing against this opponent as well, to be in the squad and ready to go in case that coach selected to play. But yeah, I think the atmosphere was incredible, and it would be nice if we had as well the 3 points. So yeah, I mean, I was really, really happy.
Ben, you've been here, John, you've been ages. You've been playing London Stadium a long time. Do you remember your debut at the London Stadium? How did you find those first moments on the pitch?
Yeah, it was Watford during COVID. We had to win to stay up, to be honest. We won 3-1. That was a nerve-wracking game. There was no fans, but just what was on the game, it was either us or Watford to stay up, and fortunately we won. That was in the midst of COVID. I was injured for a while, and that was my first game.
Amazing. Now, Mo, you've been on the podcast before, the Ironcast, and since then you've been settling into the club. I wondered, is there any teammates that you thought, I really like this guy, I can tell we're going to be friends? Is there anyone?
Obviously, Joseph, because we shared the Ghanaian board already. So naturally, I'm more closer to him. But I mean, everyone in the locker room been helping me settle well so far. So I'm pretty cool with everyone.
How about yourself, Dinos?
Yeah, I mean, with everyone, I'm really well. From the first time, everyone welcomed me really, really nice. Everyone around the club is so kind, and it makes me feel really, really comfortable from the first time. So, yeah, I cannot really say someone, but everyone.
I was on pitch side again at the City game, watching you warm up, and you were doing sprints up and down right by where I was stood, like as stadium presenter in my role. And you are massive, and you are terrifying when you're in full pelt. Gentry was saying it when Dinos comes at you, like, what? What a man! You're enormous. He's big, isn't he?
He's a big lad, yeah.
He's a big lad.
Nah, he, like you say, all the boys, apart from... John, have you been on? You haven't been on before, have you?
Nah.
So the boys have been on. So we interviewed the boys for Ironcast. And we said, when the boys left on air, the boys we signed, the way they were, the way they were talking about the football club, you know, they were bang on. You could tell they were straight away, they were going to be a hit with the West Ham fans and you know, enhance our football club going forward. And like I said, the two boys have said it themselves, you know, it's a great club to come and... to come into. Obviously London helps, you know, the whole atmosphere of being in London and the football club. So all the boys we signed in the summer, and obviously the team are doing tremendously well, and they've been great additions to the football club.
Dinos, how much are you looking forward to your West Ham debut? You've got the Europa League coming up. That could be an option. Are you looking forward to pulling on the shirt?
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to make my debut, and I want to have this feeling of the stadium as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward.
You're from Athens as well, right? We've just drawn Olympiacos in the Europa League. Did you see that draw and think, oh boy?
Yeah. I really wish that we can play against a Greek team, and it's really nice that we can play against Olympiacos. So I'm looking forward to this as well.
Do you think, is your whole family going to be bothering you for tickets when that away game comes around?
Yeah, I think
I might be bothering you for tickets for the away game too.
Jono, we're about to start our third season of European football, and you've featured in the last two in Europe as well. How have you found those last 2 years of European football?
To do the Thursday and Sundays again is going to be tough, but we got the squad for it. Our squad's amazing. We got some top players. And as you saw on Sunday, like we really pushed City, and I think we'll be able to give most teams a really good game and become victors. So in Europe, you never know.
Do you have a highlight? I mean, I would say highlight. Obviously, the Conference League final was absolutely amazing. But is there any other those games on those journey, the journey over the last couple of years that really stand out for you?
Lyon away was a great result. To win 3-0 in their stadium and progress into the semi-final was a magical night. That's probably the night we thought that we're going to go on and win the tournament. Unfortunately, we didn't. But that was certainly a special night.
But what about when we did win the Conference League last season? That open-top bus parade, how was it for you?
Can we talk about the night out after the final?
No, we can't disclose that.
Can we not? No. I was thinking if I was still playing, I think I would have gone on for a couple of days drinking and then onto the bus.
That was just unbelievable. I think the history that West Ham has, me being a ball boy at Upton Park as a kid, never getting to have the opportunity to play there, but go past the stadium, all the fans, and go down the road and go into the Stratford Town Centre was really iconic. And to see that, probably a few fans may have seen that before, but some may never see that again. So yeah, it was just a memory that will live forever for West Ham fans, and especially that group. I'm sure we'll come together in the next 10, 20 years and always remember that day, and that'll be such a nice feeling.
Mo, when I've been in the dressing room at London Stadium, there's pictures of the trophy, you know, bus parade and all those scenes of West Ham winning a trophy. As we go into the Europa League now, it starts on Thursday. Does it kind of inspire you that we could actually do it again this season, get to the final in Dublin and win the thing?
Yeah, I think that's the aspiration of every club, to do well in the league and also perform very well in Europe. So definitely it's part of the goals. But it's a long way today, you know. So for now, we just focus on the group stage games and then we take it from there, one game at a time, and then we see how everything goes. But definitely it's part of the goal.
And since you've joined, have you had much more contact with the Ghanaian Hammers? I know.
Yeah. I saw some of their flags in the game we played on the weekend with the Ghanaian Hammers. And yeah, like I said, it's nice to see them supporting West Ham even before I even came here. So me coming here it merges very well with what they are doing. And like I said, they are more than just fans, you know, because they open opportunities and support a lot of projects back home in Ghana. So it's is bigger than just football for me, and I appreciate that, and it motivates me to even do well, and definitely I'll do my best to support in any best way I can with it.
Ginge, we hear a lot about the Ghanaian hammers. I've never heard a thing from the Welsh hammers.
There's a big Welsh hammer.
Is there?
Yeah. Really? Really? I didn't know it until I signed for West Ham, but that's, I suppose, the same as anyone. Any club you go to, you don't realise where the fans are. But certainly in South Wales, where I was from, when I signed, there was massive amounts. I've got a big family, so it wasn't just them as well. But I think there's West Ham fans everywhere you go. You know, we went to Australia pre-season. Go, you know, Sydney and Perth, and there's just massive amounts of West Ham fans. And that's credit to the boys, credit to the manager, credit to everyone at the football club, because that is the way West Ham have been going the last couple of years. You know, certainly last year, winning trophies and being up there in the Premier League. That's what it does, you know, and that's what we all want from the football club, to progress it. You know, the fan base is getting bigger, and I say the signings we made, the players we're attracting now is credit to everyone at the football club.
So this conversation is being recorded at JD Sports on Oxford Street. So we wanted to have a discussion about fashion and music. Jono, you've always got nice trainers on. We know
fresh as well.
Always fresh box, fresh trainers. All the time. I heard a story that David James would only buy new trainers and throw them out once as soon as he'd used them. Have you heard that?
No.
Okay.
Just sounds a bit stupid. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But Jono, how would you describe your style?
Simple. Nice little crisp white tee. Summer, so plain shorts, Air Max.
What's your training ground? Are you? I remember being around Nobes when he was playing, and he'd come in like a suit some days.
Nah,
and he'd
be like, nah.
What are you, a tracksuit man? Nah. Strike me as a tracksuit.
Maybe a cargo trouser. Maybe these, Air Force. Just a plain tee. Like, you can't go wrong, can you? Simple, isn't it?
Dinos, I noticed that when you signed, you're on the private jet over with our director of football, Tim, and I noticed you had some fantastic clobber on. How would you describe your style?
Oh, I think I don't have a specific one. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I like to wear classic. Sometimes I like to wear like more streetwear. So yeah, I don't have something specific. So it depends on my mood.
More to the point, who's the worst dresser?
Yeah, Jono, who's the worst dresser?
Straight off the bat, who's the worst?
It's hit and miss, but Angelo, I think.
I know, I had a feeling he was going to say Angelo.
He's hit and miss.
Some days you think, yeah, you look great. And then other days you think, wow.
Yeah, that's not Angelo.
Yeah. Who's the worst? Was it Angelo down there in Yielder?
It was a lot when I was playing. It was a lot about... Jono's bang on. Angelo would come in some days, you think you look great. And then we see him on Friday. He had like his pyjamas on. A bit like, man, that's a bit odd. But... Nah, there's been a few. I don't know if anyone remembers Jonathan Spector, American. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Yeah, there's been a lot. And then I always tell a story about Nobes. We played with Scotty Parker, and Nobes was Canning Town lad, would come in a tracksuit most days. Scotty Parker came in, and Scotty was immaculate. He'd come in suits and suit jackets and chinos. And then a week later, you know what Nobes is like, come in. Chino, suit jacket, just copying Scotty Parker. So we did up his game a little bit, no?
Ginge, I was asking you before, like, who controlled the music in the dressing room in your day? And you said it was Mickey Antonio.
Yeah, does he still do it? Mick still on
no,
it?
No, I think it's J-Mo, you know.
Who is it?
J-Mo.
Nice. Yeah, Mick was doing it. It was all different. Like, I was a bit different to Mick. He was playing his stuff, and I was asking for, like, Johnny Cash or, I don't know, Whitney Houston, and it didn't go down too well. But yeah, this is... All the boys wear headphones and that now, don't they? Probably listen to their own tracks and that. So,
do you mean J-Mo the Kit Man?
Yeah,
does he
good as well? Yeah,
is he?
Yeah,
wow.
Why are we
but
the
to
Kit
be
Man
fair, we
the
just
tunes?
Like we ask him to put on whatever. He's got a playlist. It's good.
Covers all bases.
It's worked for us for a while.
Yeah,
so
true.
Is that because there was a lot of rows around?
No. He's just always, since I've been in the first team, he's always done it.
Jono, can you tell the story? I've never heard it told, but why has Cotton Eye Joe become the West Ham anthem?
Honestly, I do not know. I think it was
it not
one away
Goodison,
game.
Was it Goodison
yeah,
Park?
Yeah, we played Everton away. I think it was before that. It was like a running joke, I think. But Everton away, great result. I think on New Year's Day, we won 2-1, scored in like the last minute or whatever. Like, this is during COVID as well. And someone put it on. It must have been J-Mo. And then everyone went mad. Manager went mad. And Craig Mazur, one of the masseuses, just went mental as well. He's got some funny dance moves. And then, yeah, that was kind of it. It became like a running joke. And then after home games and away games, like we'd put it on and ask for days off and stuff like that. And that was it, kind of. So
talking about funny dance moves, Can we touch on the gaffers dancing after the final?
You know what?
What do you think of his moves?
You know what, Ginger? I've not seen it.
Have you not?
I've not seen
them. Mate, it's a classic.
Honestly, I've not seen them.
I thought they'd be all over the first team WhatsApp chat.
No, I've not seen them.
I'll watch them. It's a good watch.
Did Sam have a crack out any moves when you were in the dressing room with him? No?
No chance. He couldn't stand up by the end of the game. he was that tired. He wasn't a big fan of the music, Sam. If anything he didn't want on would come on, he would shut it down and put his own stuff on. And nobody, you could imagine, Sam, no one was arguing with him.
Make sure you're part of our new European journey. Limited tickets are remaining for Thursday night's UEFA Europa League match with Bacca Topola. Adult tickets start at just £35, with kids starting at £15. To buy, head to eticketing.co.uk/WHUFC.
We've got some questions from the audience here. Jono, I'm going to put this one to you. Who do you look up to in this current West Ham team? Is there anyone you kind of really admire?
Yeah, there's a few. I'd say Krez. He's been a great servant for the club, as everyone knows. Still doing it as well at the highest level. So professional. Does it properly every day, on and off the pitch. Giving me some good advice over the years. Danny Ings as well. He's been around. He's been at Liverpool. He's been at some huge clubs and been a goal scorer everywhere he's gone. And ultimately, just a wonderful guy. Again, it's just, I've had a few mentors over the years, and it's been nice. So currently them two to learn off.
Who was what player would you say was, you look like, not the current squad, people who've, you know, probably Nobes, but someone who gave you a bit of advice, you thought, yeah, that's spot on that.
Yeah, I'd say Nobes. I think making the grade from the academy to the first team is quite difficult. As you know, like being a young kid, it's nerve-wracking to come over. The intensity is ramped up to the max. And you're expected to sink or swim, innit? So Nobes helped me so much in that transition.
Dean, I've got a question here for you. What's it been like coming back to London after all these years away, and have you just settled right back in?
Yeah, I mean, I really like London, except the weather. No. I really like the city, and it was really, really good that I came back and I come here for West Ham United. So I was really excited for this.
Have you done anything touristy yet?
No. I've been doing this.
I was going to say, yes, I know.
I just want to settle in and then.
Ginge, of course, I hate to bring this up, but you left us for Villa at one point, and then you came back to London.
Technically, I was sold to Villa. Didn't particularly want to leave. But
when you came back to Wester, did you just love being back in London? Do you remember coming back the second time?
You get a feeling. I was obviously coming from. I was still living with my mum and dad in Wales, so to move to London was massive. Luckily for me, I was obviously with Danny Gabardon, who was my best mate and still is, sort of in it together. But as soon as you walk through the doors of West Ham, certainly for me, it was a different feeling. Everything that went with it, you know, we had a great squad at the time. We was enjoying ourselves on and off the pitch, put it that way. So it was just great. And like I say, I'm still here. You know, I'm been retired 5 years now, still living in London and still come and watch the boys every week. So it's, say it before and I'll say it again, West Ham is everything to me, and it's a huge part of my life.
Mo, we've got a question here. Oh,
round of applause.
Little round of applause for that. Anyone would think I've said that before.
Sorry, Ginge, I didn't ask you. How would you describe your style?
Oh, when I first moved to London, very controversial. I had a stupid ginger barnet at the time as well. It was going, so got rid of that, and then just went plain. Plain are the better. I was a bit out there when I first moved up and got a bit of stick off Nobes and the boys in the dressing room, so I just went, plain.
I'd actually say you've got quite a good dress sense. I think you, Bobby Zamora, be up there. Anyone else? No?
Winston Reid. I think Winston always used to dress well. Used to try and copy him a little bit, if I'm honest.
Mo, got a question for you here. Who is the hardest opponent you've ever faced?
I'll say Van Dijk. Played him in the Champions League, home and away. I think, that was the hardest opponent I faced. Strong, fast, win all the duels. Yeah.
Does he talk too much in a game? Or is he pushing you or like all that kind of stuff? Or
yeah, I think he tries to get in your head, you know, just like most of the defenders would do.
Ginge, I've heard you say that your most difficult opponent was Didier Drogba. Did he really keep you up the night before games? Is he
There wasn't many that you'd go to bed on a Friday night. The boys were all in a hotel now on a Friday night. You'd think, oh, I've got to play against so-and-so tomorrow. But Drogba, 2005, 6, 7, 8, he was just unplayable. He was, and like you say, the defenders, they kick you. I used to think, the way I used to play, you know, give him a kick and he might be quiet. But with Didier, it wasn't. If you kicked him, he'd grow and he'd be better. So it was that sort of time. He seemed to lose against him 4-1 every time and he'd score 1-2 or he'd just be unplayable. So, yeah, Drogba. He was a handful.
Here's a question. Who was your easiest opponent? Was there a striker in the Premier League? You thought, I've got a day off tomorrow.
No. It's not. There's no, Dinos will tell you, every team has a world-class centre forward. There were certain players you feel like, I always felt like I did all right against Harry Kane. I know, I don't know what it was. Obviously, he's absolute world-class, you know, probably the best striker in the world, but I always felt like I did all right against him. Suarez was on fire at the time, but I used to kick him and he wouldn't fancy it. So that was always done all right against him. But every team, you know, I've been finished a while now. The boys are playing against every team. You name any team in the Premier League, they've all got a world-class centre-forward. So there's no easy days anymore.
Dinos, but going back a few years, is there any player in the Premier League that you kind of really admired from afar, anyone used to watch and kind of try to emulate?
I mean, as you said as well, the Premier League has so many quality players. So you can see everyone like how hard they try to give their best. And so when you get to that level, you have everyone like an example to give everything as well and try your best. So I can say that the Premier League was the one the league as it owns that gives you like the admire to be there in a good level and try to give your best. So I don't really have a player to name, but.
Have you played against Haaland?
Yeah.
You have played against
him? Yeah. I played a couple of games, 3-4 games. But as you said, I had really good games against him.
Did he ever score against you when you?
I think in 4 or 5 games, he scored one.
That's all right.
Yeah, one goal.
Probably should have played Saturday, mate, shouldn't I? Should have said that to the gaffer Friday. Get me in.
We'll send him the take. We'll send him the take. Jono, is there any player you've played against in the Premier League that has given you a tough time?
Yeah, Mahrez. He was probably got the best touch I've ever seen from a crossfield ball. And he'd take you inside, outside. His end product was just fantastic. He'd score, he'd assist. And he was a big player for them over the last few years. So going up to play against him was always difficult, but it's a challenge and something that you relish. So yeah, probably say him.
Ginger, I've got a question. All those years playing Premier League football, was there many opposition that you wanted to swap shirts with because you were like, I just really look up to that? Have you got a decent collection?
I've got a few that are like personal. I was too tired to swap shirts, to be honest, most games, so I didn't do it. There's a few. Like I've got Gary Speed shirt in the house. That's obviously sentimental to me, Wales and stuff like that. Alan Shearer, you know, the real big hitters that I played against, and you thought when I finished to look back, you know, the big names that my sons or my kids could look at. But it probably wasn't the same as what it was now. You know, if it was a chance to swap shirts, you would. But I've got a few that really mean a lot to me.
Mo, got a question for you here from the audience. Has Mark Noble introduced you to our glorious pie and mash? Have you had pie and mash yet?
No, I have no idea.
You look very confused.
Jono, how would you describe pie and mash?
I've never had it. I'm sorry to say, Not that I don't like it, I've just never had the chance. That sounds silly, but...
I don't think it's great cuisine for a professional athlete, Ginge.
It's not bad.
But having said
that, that's all right.
I pretty much lived on it. Look at me, I'm doing all right. Me and Nobes used to go to Nathan's around the corner from Upton Park. Friday afternoon, train at the ground. He did try me on jelly deals once, and I drew the line of that. To be fair, no good.
Yeah. What things would you be eating after a game then on a Saturday? What kind of things getting wheeled into the dressing room? Pizza,
standard pizza, chicken. It changed a lot as the times went on when I was finishing my career, but there was sort of no rules in what I was eating or doing after the game. So I'm sure the boys will have a different story to mine.
Jono, question for you. So you've won the Euro, under 21s Euros, and now you've won the Conference League. What do you do with those medals? That's a question from the audience. Presumably, that's not a burglar, hopefully.
Yeah, they're just at home. I've not really looked at them, to be honest. I just put them next to the telly and they're sitting there.
Next to the telly?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, just sitting there. I've got a few things that I have, like my Premier League debut ball. They put it in a case. That's there. And yeah, they're just sitting there, really. I don't go home and put them on. Like, they're just... Yeah, they're just there, like you. Yeah, just look at them from time to time, and yeah, it's just good, I guess.
Mo, is there anything? Have you been collecting stuff from your career? Have you got many things that you've kind of kept on to?
Yeah, some few. We won the league 2 times, and yeah, some medals. So, like you said, you just keep you and keep going, because I think it's after your career that you sit back and look at all of this, and but for now, there's a lot of work to do, and we are looking ahead.
Yeah. So have you done something better than leaving by a telly? Have you put them in a drawer at least?
I think where I left this is even worse than the telly, I think. I don't even remember.
Dino, so are you sentimental like that? Have you kept anything from your career now?
I don't have. I don't have any medal, only individual like MVP and stuff. But no. I can't wait to do with West Ham.
Good answer. What did you do with your FA Cup runners-up medal, Ginge? Where's that?
I mean, it's not a great one to keep, is it? Like the boys have got FA Cup runners-up medal. I think it's in me. Mum's drawer somewhere. I think I gave it to, I had the that bad after the day. I gave it to my mum and she took it to the house in Newport. But the boys are right. I think when you're playing, you don't really, not certainly until you're like my kids have got a bit older, you sort of like get the old paper clippings out and whatever and look back. But when you're playing, you're focused on the next game and the season and what you're doing. So I don't think until the boys finish and you sit back and reminisce about your career, you really think about it. You're just always striving for better and more trophies and more medals.
So what did you when your like? What was your mindset like when your career finished? That first pre-season, you're not at West Ham. Was it weird?
It's a mad feeling. It is, because for 20 years you're told where to go, where to be, what to dress, what to wear, what days you're in, what days you're off. So it's a mad feeling. And nothing, you speak to older boys when I was playing about the time when you finish. Nothing actually prepares you for it until it actually happens. But it's a mad time. I've been very lucky. West Ham still sort of in and around the football club, seeing the boys and working. But if I'm truly honest, you nothing can prepare you for it, because like I said, yeah, it's since the boys have been kids, it's all you do every day since you leave school till hopefully you finish at 35, 36 when I do. So the honest answer is nothing prepares you for it. You've just got to sort of, get your friends, family around you and prepare for the next, when you finish, you're still a young man. So you've got a long, long time in front of you. So you've got to prepare as best as you can.
Thank God you've now got Ironcast to tell you. Go to JD Sports, live. Third floor, Oxford Street, Monday night. Jono, we've had a question for you. You can invite 3 people to dinner, alive or dead, throughout history. Who are you picking?
These questions.
It's not us, it's the audience that asked this one. David Moyes.
I see him at dinner, to be fair, all the time. I'd say Nelson Mandela would be one. Bobby Moore would be one. And
right on the spot, yeah.
I know, it's what I mean. Like, Tom Cruise.
You've just panicked there. Dinos, question for you. What was the most valuable thing you learned in Germany while playing for Stuttgart?
Sorry?
Most valuable. What was the most important thing you learned?
Many things, I can say, around football and for life, because I was in Premier League and then I had to go to Bundesliga to get my confidence back. So I learned that I have to be ready for everything, enjoy the moment, and work hard, because this is the most important and what makes you better.
Jono, if you weren't a professional footballer...
He's shaking his head already.
Hey,
they're all coming to you.
What job would you be doing instead?
Nah, do you know what? So what happened was, I knew I was kind of getting a scholarship at 15, 16. And then, to be honest, I passed all my GCSEs, but I didn't take them serious enough. If I wasn't a footballer ever, I'd probably take my GCSEs more seriously, probably go to uni and then do something there. But no, never had anything else.
Really? Possibly the most serious answer I've ever heard you give. Very impressive.
What about you, Ginge? What, you, what would you
Postman.
Be? Postman?
Yeah. Every single boy I went to school with, we lifted
you up. You can't be all postman.
I swear to God. I swear to God. About 10 of my good mates I went to school with, 7 of them postmen. Only because we was in Newport. It was like a sorting office around the corner and it was easy. The pub was there. The post office was there. It was sweet. Done.
What does you got a brother, haven't you? What does he do?
My brother's got a fantastic record. Oh, yeah. He played Welsh League football. So when we go back to Wales now and then, my mum gets all the old paper clippings out. You know what your parents are like. They keep everything. So they get all my stuff out, Wales, the caps and all that. My brother has got a letter off the FAW of Wales. He was the most sent off and booked player in Welsh football history. That's the only thing that comes out of me, man's thing for my brother. And he loves it.
Is that in a frame?
No. She's not overly proud of it, I'll be honest. So it's tucked away a little bit, but that's his thing. But he's building now and just doing his thing.
Dinos, did you ever have your eye on another career? If you weren't a footballer, what would you have been?
No idea, really. Really.
Model, surely.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, man.
Bouncer.
I don't know, really. I was always thinking about football, really. Even if I have a university in Greece, I was never thinking about it. I was really focused on football.
Yeah. Really, no idea. Mo, was that the same for you?
I've no idea. maybe into music a little bit because I like music a lot. So maybe in that direction.
Yeah, good stuff. Jono, before we go, Basha Topola Thursday night. Can I get a prediction?
Hey, these are tough questions.
He's chucking
another team, can I? Like, I'm confident we're going to win. 2-0.
Ginge?
I'll go 3-1.
3-1 West Ham. Well, I'm sure we'd all take that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. The first ever live Ironcast. And please put your hands together for our guests.
Thank you, boys.
Dinos Mavropanos, Mo Kudus, Ben Johnson. And a big hand out for my co-host James Collins. Until next time, come on, you Irons! Sports Social Podcast Network.